Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, so much is messed up in the world. There are people out there who want to fix it, though. One of them is Dan Myman. He is running for state rep in Stanford. Is that where it is? I think that's where it is, where Matt Blumenthal is currently the state rep. Dan, welcome to WTIC.
Welcome. Thanks. Yes, yeah, Stanford and a sliver of Darien. How are you doing?
How's so what's up? I'm doing great. What do you? That's got nothing to do with what we need to talk about, though. We need to talk about breaking up the machine of destruction that the Democrats operate in the state. And I like your style. You're aggressive and you're kind of funny and articulate, and you're going right for the jugular. Those are all things we need.
Good, good. I mean, I'm here to just try to protect the rule of law and the First Amendment. And thanks to patriots like you for doing the same. But the time is now. I'm sick and tired of the Democratic mafia. I'm sick and tired of big government, incompetent big government, intolerable big government. The trend is toward socialism. Do you disagree?
No, I do disagree. I think that's not the trend. That's where we are. And we've got to break it up. Dan Myman, where did you come from? How did you happen?
Oh, wow. So my name's Dan Myman. I'm a Stanford resident. I live here with my wife and my baby boy, and we have another girl on the way we're expecting. I've been in Stanford.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. In October, so we're getting to crunch time here. I've been in Stanford the past 10 years. Before that, I grew up in Greenwich, and before that, Westchester County. My background's in economics. I was on Wall Street and working at private equity and for commercial real estate firms, and now I'm working for a family office in Old Greenwich. So I know the economics. Connecticut's on the cusp of bankruptcy, and if we don't save it now, there's nothing going to be left to save.
But I don't know if there is, I mean, there is this disengaged electorate that seems content to go along with the utter destruction of the state, which Jolly Ned is so, I mean, he's not a very talented guy, but he seems really good at lying and deception and destruction. And that's what's going on in the state right now. As he poses as a compassionate protector of the people, he is ravaging the state's economy, all in the name of protecting from a disease that is not threatening the state right now.
Couldn't have said it better. Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political machine in Hartford. There's nothing the Democrats won't do. No lie they won't tell you. Nothing. There's nothing below them. The media, everyone's getting manipulated. Everyone's getting it's just not a great time to be a taxpayer in Connecticut.
It certainly isn't. Hasn't been for the last couple of decades, at least. So what is your path to bring you to this moment? You're running for state rep in Stamford. Why? How did that happen?
Oh, sure. Great question. So sometimes the flowers arrange themselves. And I think now is not a great time to be an incumbent. Nobody in my district stepped up, and I volunteered to give the people a choice. I have talked with hundreds of residents. I think people are sick of the government's overstep, overreach, overregulation, the no tolls movement, and just people are just, they just had enough. And so with my background in finance, automating processes, closing commercial deals, I believe I have what it takes to represent the people of my community, not like how we've been represented the past 20 years by just typical liberal elites. What I lack in public experience, I'll without a doubt make up in work ethic. What I'm trying to do is give the people a choice. For the private citizens, let's give them a choice to opt out of these taxpayer-sponsored political grants for candidates. Let's let people opt out of public schooling. Let's the unions and their control over our government. Let's let the public employees have the chance to opt out of being members of these unions. And let's let them. No one wants to be paying these membership.
Well, fees. Yeah, we all need to opt out of those unions, not just the people who are stuck in them, but also the people who have to pay the billions and billions and billions of dollars of debt that has been created by the Democrats in their partnership with the public sector unions. Dan Myman is his name. Hold on a sec, Dan. We're just going to get a little weather forecast here, and we'll continue the conversation. I like Dan because he's feisty, and he's stepping up, and other people are stepping up, too. We want to feature every, you know, one of the problems with Republican candidates is there aren't enough of them, and they aren't aggressive enough in coming on here. Come on down. Let's talk. Let's share the news. Let's help you fundraise the money you need to fundraise and gain the supporters and build the machinery. 860-522-9842. So, Dan, do you are you trying to raise money to get funded by the state system, or what are you doing here?
I am. Thanks for asking. My website is danmyman.com. That's Dan, MAYMIN.com. And I'd appreciate any donations from Stamford and Darien residents. We are trying to meet the deadline, which is in 4 weeks on August 15th, to be able to get 100% of those grant proceeds, thanks to the taxpayers. Thanks for, you know.
All right, so the way it works is you need any donation, right? Even if it's $5 helps qualify you? Is that how it works?
That's exactly true. Any donation, $5 minimum, and it needs to be 150 residents of Stamford and Darien. And we're making good progress. This is the time. We have Trump fighting on his life with what the Connecticut U.S. House and U.S. Senate representatives are doing. It's embarrassing. Let's make Connecticut better. Let's not stop. Everyone has Trump derangement syndrome, and it's not doing anybody any favors. I'm just really sick of what's going on. And like Reagan said, government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem. And the Republicans understand that. Of course, you got to be weary. A couple of the rhinos and some people who aren't too conservative. You really.
All right, let's not talk about that, though. Let's stay focused on you because I like your style. I just went to your website, danmyman.com, M-A-Y-M-I-N. And I like these two lines you've got here at the beginning of your blurb. Do you like the direction Connecticut has been headed the past two decades? Of course not. Let's change the direction. Well, there it is. Nothing else needs to be discussed. Everybody knows you're right on, right there. That's the ball game.
Appreciate that. And let's be honest, were we not better in the late 80s up until 1991 when Connecticut was the last state to pass the income tax? It's immoral, the income tax. And what is it doing? It's just paying for these pension funds and these retiree benefits. It's time for pension reform. Everyone's talking about this, and we've tried big government long enough. It hasn't worked. Big government's incompetent. Big government is intolerable. It's time we put our government on a diet. It's fat and bloated and full of carbs. The people can't be doing. Nobody wants socialism. It's what are we turning into, North Korea or the USSR? My parents immigrated from Russia during the Reagan administration with nothing on them on their backs except their clothes, and they didn't get any handouts. They came for a better choice. Now people are coming because it's open for everyone. Come on in. And the issue that the federal government's having, and I can't believe we're even contemplating about amnesty for all. It's going to make us all just so absolute. I'm very upset with what's going on. I'm happy that there's very capable Republicans on the ballot. We have Ryan Fazio in Greenwich and Ellie in Norwalk. There's a real good chance that Republicans are going to grow their base, and the people that come out and vote for Trump, I'm sure we'll get them all on our camp as well.
All right, so let's get back to this fundraising thing, because people aren't fully cognizant of how the state system works, and it sounds easy. 150 people, $5 minimum, but they've got to come from those communities. And at least you need that number of people from your communities, right? And then you can accept as well money from people elsewhere in the state. How do people give money to you?
Thank you. So please check out my website, danlyman.com, and there's this vendor antidote where people, it's just an online form, probably easiest for people to enter credit cards, but please reach out to me. You know, that's actually the difference between me and the incumbent. Responsiveness. As a test of my responsiveness, try to reach out to me and try to reach out to the state incumbent. Who's going to get back to you, you think, fast, and who's going to get back to you? Never. So with the donations, thanks for bringing that up. It's vital that we get the donations coming in the next month, because after August 15th, the state, the bureaucracy, they cut the proceeds significantly. And for me to be
all right, so you're in the last month. Let's get you a ton of money. Let's get people sending it right now. Go to danmyman.com. It's D-A-N for Dan, Myman, M-A-Y-M-I-N.com. And there's a donate button across the top where all the buttons are. And then right below the donate button is a big donate button, a blue one, a red one, just to make sure you can't miss it. Dan, closing thought, please.
Beautiful. So it's about time we limit the long, intrusive arm of state government. With this corona economy, it's obviously only getting larger and more intrusive. It's imperative we curb that malignant growth and make sure our legislators in Hartford know that their role is to serve, not to command. Stanford and Darien have an opportunity to bring about real change. And it's time. Let's take Connecticut back before it becomes Detroit or Venezuela or another socialist democratic paradise. Todd, I got to really thank you for allowing me on your show. You're a true patriot, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Absolutely. Let's do it again soon. I'm up for it.
Wonderful. And thank you, everyone. DanMyman.com.
DanMyman.com. M-A-Y-M-I-N. Thank you, sir. Great to talk with you. Great to have you on. I love your spirit. I love the hard-hitting nature of what you're doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.